This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone, and welcome along to the latest edition of Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, the number one tennis betting podcast and YouTube show. With me, Nigel Seeley, your host, and our senior ATP Tour handicapper, it's Sean Calvert, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Sean, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's absolutely glorious. The weather's fantastic. I've burnt my neck. Went for a little stroll along the beach.
You've only been there an hour.
Anyone doesn't know where I am, I'm actually in Estoril for the tennis this week. So yesterday we had a complete washout. And the sun
got burnt in an hour.
I just get burned very easy, don't I? I just get burned very easy. But
sun cream.
It's glorious, absolutely glorious.
The weather looks nice on TV.
Never predicted anything like this. The weather is fantastic. Perfect conditions for tennis. It's really. I'm amazed. What I thought was going to be like, and what it actually is turned out to be. So it's been really nice. So yes, I'm very happy in Estoril.
It's hard to. I've got it on the TV now. It's hard to see, obviously, how actually warm it is. It looks sunny, but whether that's transferred to hot and sunny, I don't know. I can't imagine it's more than about 18 degrees in the shade.
I think it's probably a little bit hotter than that. I'd say about low 20s, 20.
In the direct sun, that is, I guess.
Yeah, though. but it's we're quite high up at the moment. So there's the seas down there. We went down by the beach and it was very breezy. But where we are, I think because we're quite high, there's like a rooftop bar in the hotel that we're in. So with the swimming pool and stuff. So it gives you the effect it's a little bit hotter than this. But I tell you what, it's not raining. There's not a cloud in the sky. And it looks great. So
it's better than you thought.
Next time I was going to have 1 hour of sunshine today. And it's been great. So yes.
Very nice.
Play getting here. The hotel's fantastic. And Lord Oakwell, Simon Holden, you might see him from the reaction show. He knows.
I know Simon, yeah.
Yeah, he's come out here. And he knows the area quite well. And he's helping himself to a few cold ones up at the bar. So God knows what I'm going to be going back to in a couple of hours' time when I go up to the hotel bar to see what state he's in.
But the Instagram might be worth looking at later then.
I think you want to do that. So you want to follow at Because We Win on our socials, Instagram and Twitter. You'll be able to follow the adventures of myself and Sean Calvert. Simon Holden this evening as we go out and about in Estoril. And tomorrow we'll be at the tennis as well. No matches in Estoril to look at today because we covered them yesterday and there's been a rain delay and various different things yesterday. So there's a little bit of a backlog. So we haven't really got any matches today to cover over here in Portugal. But we do have some matches and the majority of the matches come in the tournament in Marrakesh over in Morocco. Before we go into the tournament matches, Sean, what's any takes from the opening couple of days play that you've seen?
It's going to be very, very hot. I think that's the main point to make as far as Marrakesh is concerned. It's going to be 34, I think, on Thursday there. So and I think it's getting up to potentially 36. So remember, these are ambient temperatures in the shade. So on the court down there, it's going to be hot. I think that's the key takeaway. So it's going to play slightly quicker than it did when I was there last year when they had to set the court on fire to dry it out. There's none of that this year. It's just baking sun. So water, very warm testing conditions. You know, it's not going to be easy to play in sort of 34 degrees. So that's the key takeout for Marrakesh at the minute.
Is that normal this time of year, that condition, or is that abnormal?
It's relatively normal. When I looked at the temperature last year when I was going, I looked at the week before and it was about 32, something like that. The week I went, it dropped to about 14 because then it rained.
Right.
About 2 days.
And then that's abnormal.
Well, it's pretty normal for me. I've made it rain in Indian Wells and Marrakesh, two places that are in the middle of the desert. I've done that on two tennis trips. So it's not that unusual. 36 is perhaps a squeak higher than normal, but it's not completely abnormal, no.
So hot conditions, and they're probably going to suit some of the players, a lot of Latin American players are playing. The first match we're going to speak about involves a Latin American player, the Argentinian Mariano Navarro, who's up against the veteran Stanislas Wawrinka. Now, the odds come through here from John, our graphic man, about an hour ago. Obviously, I've been travelling, I've looked at these prices here. And my first reaction was, it's got to be a mistake. These odds have got to be the wrong way around, surely. Stanislas Wawrinka is actually the favourite with BetRivers, minus 136. Navon is plus 108. The spread here is a massive 1.5, minus 115 for Navon, receiving 1.5 starts, minus 110, giving up 1.5 over Wawrinka. And the total here is 22.5 with over minus 105. If you look at the clay form this season, Navon is 13-5 on clay compared to Stanislas Wawrinka's 2 wins and 2 losses. Navon come through a match here in the first round. So did Wawrinka win over Ramos Vinoles. He reached a final in Rio de Janeiro, beat by Bays, and yet he's an underdog here. Conditions are going to suit. He's in form. I look at that and I think that's a rick.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why they've priced it that way. Stan played superbly against Albert Ramos yesterday, but there is nothing left of Albert Ramos. I'm not entirely sure why he's carrying on. He wants to see his career through and obviously do the best he can in the latter stages, but there's nothing left of Albert Ramos, really. And it's a superb head-to-head for Stan Wawrinka anyway. I think he's 9-0 against Ramos now. You know, and you're Albert Ramos. I think he got broken in the first game or the first couple of games. You've lost to a guy 9 to 8 times in a row. You're not gonna really give the best, are you? And Stan served great. He won 88% on his first serve, but you know it's a matchup that suits him, and he only won 33% on his second serve. If he now dips Wawrinka from that level, he might struggle against a far more determined and far more energetic opponent in Navone than Albert Ramos. I mean, he's given away 16 years here, Wawrinka. Mm. As I said, it's going to be 34 degrees on Thursday. He's 39. You know, he's got to win this in straight sets for Wawrinka. He's got to come out, play, serve like he did against Ramos, make very few unforced errors, because this kid is going to make him play an awful lot more balls than Ramos did. Great variety, consistency, Navone, and counterpunching skills as well. So Stan's got to come out, play a very, very clean game, try and get off the court in two sets. Not so sure I can see that happening at the age of 39. He might do, but I certainly wouldn't be backing him at the odds that he is. If you look at the last 12 months' stats on clay, main level, they're absolutely dead level. Service points won and return points won totals, both 101. Service hold and break totals, both 104. So there's nothing in it statistically. Very different profiles, very different game styles. Stan, a much bigger server, holds 20% more often. But Navone breaks 20% more often. So it's a classic matchup of the big hitter, the power player in Wawrinka versus the counterpuncher in Navone. If you're backing Stan, I would suggest back him to win it in straight sets. I cannot see him winning it in three. So I'm interested here in backing Navone to win it 2-1 at a very nice price, a plus 360, 4.6 with BetRivers. Wawrinka's lost 6 of his last 7 and 8 of his last 10 matches that have gone to deciding sets. And you can kind of understand why at his age. He's going to flag, isn't he? This goes to 3. Surely Navone wins it. So I think it's worth having the bigger price one here. You could just back Navone just to win the match at a slight plus money. Or I'm going to go for 2-1 at plus 360 with BetRivers.
I think Navone is just a massive price to win the match at plus 108. I think that the market's the wrong way around here. If you look at Stanislas Wawrinka, he hasn't won back-to-back matches on the tour since the US Open, where he won against Nishioka and Echeverry. That's the last time he won back-to-back matches.
Well, the only two players he's beaten this year are two of the players that are in atrocious form. Cashin, who hasn't won in like the last 14 matches, who just lost again today in straight sets. And Ramos, who's plays mainly on challenges these days because he's at the end of his career. Everybody else has beat him. Mishak, Diaz Acosta, Jarry, Manarino. So I just think he's got to come out and play a super clean game. If he does, you know, you take a hat off to him and say, fair enough. But Navone to take his legs away from me here.
Yeah, 2-1 set win for Navone, which is available. Did you say plus 460?
Plus 4.6, plus 360.
Plus 360.
Going for the jackpot today.
Yeah, going for the big price. When we head across to the Bet Rivers website, they do have about 32 different markets. We do not know the order of play on this match yet, but we will do as the day goes on. You'll see the matches on the Bet Rivers website. It's a nice early start, so make sure you head across early. I think Navone here at plus 108 is a great price. I really do. I just think at the age Wawrinka is with, you know, this is a 250 event that really is not going to be too bothered about. You know,
I think this is first time here. I think this is a retirement tour. Yeah. I've never played here. Let's go and have a look, check it out, because I won't be coming back again. That's what this is.
Yeah, so there is we are opposing Wawrinka in some kind of capacity. I'm quite strong on the money line. Sean is going for the more lucrative prices, the plus 360 on Wawrinka to win two sets to one.
Navone
to win two sets to one against Wawrinka. My apologies. The next match in Marrakesh we have is the Brit, Dan Evans. Mr. Inconsistent. You never know what Dan Evans is going to show up, but on clay, it's usually not a very good one. He's up against Roberto Cabashbaina. Cabashbaina is minus 186. Dan Evans is plus 148. The spread here is 2.5, minus 125 for Cabashbaina. Plus 2.5 for Dan Evans is minus 103. And the total here is 21.5, one game lower than the Navone-Wawrinka game with over minus 124. If you look at the head-to-head, it's the Spaniard that has an overwhelming lead. He leads 2-0 in the head-to-head record. And he won here in 2023 in three sets. The two matches they've both played have both been on clay, and Cabashbaina has come through, but they haven't been as one-sided as you would expect it. They're both cashed overs, and they've both been in three sets, a two sets to one win in Cabashbaina in both matches. What do you like here, Sean?
Well, Evans can play on clay. You know, he's got several of the things that you need to play on clay. He's a good mover, he's technically very sound. A lot of variety to his game, just perhaps lacks a little bit of power if the conditions get a bit heavy, which they won't. Tomorrow they should be nice and light and reasonably quick as far as clay goes. 57% of the matches in Marrakesh went overs last year. This looks like another similar one that might also go overs. Cabashbaina has got a great record here, defending champion, of course. 12-3 win-loss here in Marrakesh, 80% win rate, that is. And his service points, one and return points, one total of 104. His hold and break total here is 110. So, fabulous record. Had a pretty easy day in round one when Gigante retired after a set and a half. But I feel like this is going to be pretty close. The two matches were played, as you said, on clay last year. One of them here, the other one I think was in Monte Carlo. Evans, service points, one and return points, one. Evans, 98. Cabashbaina, 102. So, not a huge amount in it. The main difference in the head-to-head in those two matches is that Cabashbaina won 60% of his second serve points. Evans only managed 51%. It's that extra durability, if you like, that Cabashbaina has towards the end that's kind of got him through here. I mean, Evans not had much luck lately, as he lost yet another match that he should have won in Miami against Eubanks. And now he's been given about the toughest opening draw that you can get. Of course, he gets a bye to this stage. So this is his first match here in Marrakesh, and he's got to play Cabashbaina. I'm sure he wasn't happy about that. The heat again could come into play here. You would fancy Cabashbaina to be slightly the stronger in very, very hot conditions. That said, Evans has won Washington, D.C., which gets very, very hot and humid. Several leans here. The obvious one is over 22.5 games, plus 107 with Bet Rivers. Or the other one that I quite like is Cabashbaina total player games, over 12.5 at minus 106, because I feel like he's going to have to do this the hard way. I can't see Cabashbaina winning it easy. Or again, take the Cabashbaina two sets to one in the set betting, plus 285 at Bet Rivers. I feel like it's going to be close, but it feels like Cabash will probably just have the extra energy and just the slightly extra clay court quality to just edge it.
So an edgy one that the Spaniard will just get through. The last two matches they played, he's won two sets to one, and Sean is looking for that to happen. History to repeat itself, a 2-1 win, some kind of edgy win, but Cabashbaina to edge through against Dan Evans. Remember, if you do have a bet on the Bet Rivers website, you can live stream these matches. You can watch live and bet live with Bet Rivers. You better watch the matches across in Marrakesh, Estoril, and over in Houston on your tablet or your mobile device. The final match we're going to speak about here in Marrakesh is one that interests me quite a bit, actually. It's Vukic, the guy who we had a massive bet. Well, we didn't have a massive bet. We bet Muller to beat Vucic in the Vukic in the first round. There was a massive line movement in our favour. We never got the win. Vukic now goes into a match against the number two seed, Offner, who I thought was a big price, Sebastian Offner. It was 22-1 to win the tournament, Bet Rivers. But he's not in great form. He hasn't won a match on clay this year. He has got some clay form coming into this season. Last season's clay form was pretty solid. But his record this year is really, really poor. And that will probably explain why he's only a minus 110 favourite to beat Vukic. Vukic is plus 107. The spread here is 1.5. Vukic receiving 1.5 is minus 122. Giving up 1.5 for Offner is minus 105. And the total is 22.5 with over minus 129. Vukic got the shot win against Muller. I didn't watch the game. You'll be able to tell us if it was a win he deserved or Muller didn't turn up. But Offner can play on clay despite his poor record this year and his poor record on all surfaces in 2024.
Yeah, he's played almost 50% of his career matches on clay, Offner. He's always been regarded as more of a clay man up until recent times. Just going back to Vukic, he played a very, very solid match to beat Muller, although Muller did not take his chances. As I said, I think in yesterday's show, he had 10 breakpoint chances and took one of them, which is not good enough. But he served very, very well, Vukic. He was up at about 80% first serves for most of that match. I think he finished on about 66, 67% of first serves in, and he won 78% of those points. I'm going with a serve-dominated encounter here. If he serves like that again in what will be quick, if not quicker, conditions than he played in yesterday, I do quite like the plus money on a tiebreak being played in this match, or potentially the set one overs, whichever you fancy. Offner seems to be better on quicker surfaces these days. He, as I said, he's played almost 50% of his career matches on clay, but lately he seemed to have a bit of a change. He seems to be better on hard and indoor hard, which he never was until recently. The golden swing he had on clay, as you said, was awful. And after that, he said, and I quote, he said, "It was a mistake not to stay on the hard courts. It's too slow and it wasn't my thing at all," is what he said about the golden swing. So it seems to me that he's moving away from the clay now to sort of more being more of a hard court player. But the quicker conditions in this super hot day should suit both guys. If you look at what they've done on return of serve in 2024, they're both poor on return, which also leads me towards a long set or a tiebreak. Vukic, 33.6% return points won. Offner, almost identical, 33.5% return points won. Vukic breaks 14% of the time, Offner 15% of the time. So two guys that are going to be serving strongly in what will be lively conditions, and two guys that don't return very well, certainly not on this season's form anyway. So it just suggests tie breaks or long sets to me. Plus money, plus 112, the over half a tie break was last time I checked, was on the BetRivers website, or take the over 10.5 games in set one at around about 2-1, plus 200.
Yep, two ways to get a little wager down on that match. If you look at the head-to-head, if you like the head-to-heads, it's one win apiece between Vukic and Offner. Offner won their match on clay at the French Open in 2022 in qualifying, and a challenger win for Vukic on the hard court in 2019. So you would expect Vukic to be a better player on the hard court, and you would expect Offner to be the better player on clay. Sean has given you some angles in Marrakesh. Remember, there's an early start. Head across to the BetRivers website to get all those prices. Before we move on to one final match we're going to preview over in Houston, Sean, what are they leans, official picks? How are we going to play this tomorrow?
I'm going for the big one with Navone, 2-1. I feel like, right, he can run the legs off of Rinker and decide. I suspect Stan will probably have a set where he plays too good, but I don't think he can keep it up. So it's up to you how you want to play it as a better. You can either just take the safer option, if you like, of him to win. I'm taking the 2-1 because I think there's a clear angle there.
Yeah, 2-1 to Navone is the official pick tomorrow in Marrakesh, Thursday, early start. So get across to the BetRivers website this evening or later this afternoon to get your wagers down so you don't miss out when the order of play comes out. Before we just move on to the next match, we've got one match. There's only one match we're going to preview, and that's over in Houston. Just to give you a little bit of an update, I had a lot of people messaging me saying, oh, you guys aren't giving your running total for the season. Well, that's not true, because underneath us here, you have a graphic that rolls and it gives you the profit and loss on every single tournament that we have throughout Betting Weekly, on the Betting Weekly Studio. So it has the football figures, it has the the tennis figures, it has everything. And if you want to know, at the moment on GameBet Match, we are minus 3.25 units. And we were doing a lot worse than this at this stage last year before we went into Monte Carlo. And then we got the winner with Rublev. So at the moment, small losing, but that will come good over the next few months. And if anyone says we are not giving our results, that is not true. We are totally transparent. The results are on the rolling ticker below this here as we could progress through this show. Not only on, the, like I said, not only on the tennis, but also on the soccer as well. Okay, we're moving across to Houston. We've got hot conditions over in Marrakesh. Really, really hot conditions. What are the conditions like over in Houston?
It's pretty similar, actually. A bit windier. 13 miles an hour winds expected on Thursday, but sunny and hot, 29 degrees centigrade. So that's pretty hot. Not quite as hot as Marrakesh, but yeah, those are the conditions. So it's a quick tournament anyway. Slightly slower, maybe because they've changed the balls from the Wilson to the Dunlop ones. But yeah, it's normally lively conditions in Houston for a clay event.
Now we've got one match we can speak about tomorrow, and that match is between Jordan Thompson and Kovacevic, the American player. These two have played twice before. It's one win apiece. Thompson won the first meeting in Newport on grass. Very easy. 6-love, 6-1. In Acapulco, Kovacevic went loco, and he won 6-3, 5-7, 6-4 in round one. So the most recent win was for Kovacevic. Thompson won in Newport. Just give you some betting here. Thompson is a favourite, minus 127 for the Aussie, plus 102 for the American Kovacevic. The spread is 1.5, plus 102 for Thompson, giving up 1.5, plus 1.5 for Kovacevic is minus 130. And the total here is 22.5 with over minus 127. Two matches they played previously, Sean. One of them, just a landslide win. No chance. Thompson blitzed him in Newport. And then a tight one when the game's cashed. How do you see this one now? Kovacevic is a very different player than what he was in 2023. He's improving all the time. And Thompson's had a decent year.
Yeah, both of these matches can... The prior head-to-heads, that is, can maybe be overlooked slightly. I thought 1.79 minus 127, I thought Thompson was a little bit of value. I still think Thompson might be potentially some value here. I expect him to be shorter than this. Anyway, it was a 1.41 chance when they played in Acapulco, which was only a month or so ago. But there was circumstances in that match that made it difficult for Jordan Thompson, because he just won the singles and the doubles in Los Cabos. So he played 8 matches in 6 days across the singles and doubles. Two of those singles matches were absolute epics, and it was in high heat and humidity. So no surprise that 2 days later, when he played Kovacevic, he didn't have enough. He still almost won it. He's 6-4 in the third to Kovacevic. So even after all that exertion, it wasn't too far away from beating Kovacevic. So you can kind of discount that one, really. If you look at the last 12 months at main level statistically, Jordan Thompson is miles ahead of Kovacevic. Service points won and return points won total, 103 for Jordan Thompson. 103 also in his service holding break total. Kovacevic, 96 and 94. So much, much better statistics. That's on all surfaces. The problem for Thompson is that he doesn't, generally in his career so far, hasn't played particularly well on clay. But you could also say that about Marcos Giron, who we had the other day, yesterday, in fact, wasn't it, against Shapovalov. He's a player that in the last 12 months, he's really got to grips with the clay. The fact that Jordan Thompson won in those slow, high-bouncing conditions in Los Cabos, it suggests to me that he's not going to have a problem playing on clay. Just going back to the stats, Kovacevic's return game isn't really up to it at this level, or it hasn't been so far. He's only won 32% of return points in his main level, in the last 12 months at main level. And he's only broken serve 14% of the time. Not particularly familiar with clay either. Kovacevic's win over Kokkinakis, which was yesterday, was his first win on clay in 9 matches at all levels. And he's only won 35% of his career matches on clay at all levels. Generally speaking, in the past, and possibly still now, he's been a bit too impatient and flashy for clay. Likes to hit a lot of winners. He's not great on the long, drawn-out rallies. And Thompson, you would think, in these conditions, you would think that he's going to grind him down. A bit of wind around as well. Never like flashy players in the wind. They tend to make too many mistakes. Like Shapovalov, again, yesterday. Our man Giron got that one done quite nicely. I mean, the reason he's as big as he is, Thompson, in terms of price, is because he's lost 14 of his last 16 on clay, as I said. But some of those go back quite some considerable time. I think he's better suited now to handle in the clay than he was before. It's still a bit of a question mark. You don't really want to be backing a guy who's lost 14 of his last 16 on a surface. But where I'm heading here is Thompson minus 1.5 games at slight plus money, plus 102 with BetRivers. I feel like over the course of two or potentially three sets, he should be able to cover that handicap against someone like Kovacevic on this surface.
So we're going with the Aussie. He has a lot of support wherever he goes. He's a very popular player on tour, and he's going to get the job done against Kovacevic, even though the match is over in America, and the Americans surely will have some support as well. So that's pretty much it. Nothing really to add. We haven't really got any matches here over in Estoril, but don't worry. I'll be on court tomorrow. I'll give you some in-play picks. I'll be live on the Instagram account, giving you some in-play picks on there. We'll give you some updates as we are here.
Massetti's on, isn't he?
Sorry?
Massetti will be on tomorrow, won't he?
We'll be. We haven't got the order played yet, so we're on Massetti against Borges. So I'm looking forward to watch that match. We've got tickets for the afternoon and the evening session, but we think we're just going to go to the afternoon session and just watch some soccer in the evening. So we're going to go over there, but we'll be there for most of the day anyway. So it'll be good content because in the morning I've also got to record the Game Bet Match Premier League show. Sorry, not Game Bet Match, Betting Weekly Premier League show as well. So with myself, Dan, and Jack Wright as well. So there's so much content coming your way on all the content providers we have here. If you head across to YouTube, you can subscribe to Betting Weekly Studios. Loads of stuff there. Soccer, tennis, and the build-up to the French Open really does start next week. We have Monte Carlo being Monte Carlo next week. And we also have the socials at Because We Win on Instagram and Twitter. Get across on that Instagram account. Lots of stuff from here in Portugal. And also, you can download the podcast, Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, on your preferred podcast provider. And that's it. That's a wrap for me here in Estoril. Sean, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck with your picks. Good luck with the week. And myself and Sean will be back on Sunday. This is our last show this week. We'll be looking ahead to that 1,000 event in Monte Carlo, a tournament that brings back many good memories because we had the 33-1 winner last year with Andrei Rublev, looking to cash a ticket again and get a nice price winner over in Monte Carlo. Before that, we've got some outright picks here to go as well. So enjoy your week. Take care and make sure you get across all that content. Some really huge soccer matches in the Premier League and across Europe as well. All the action is covered on the Betting Weekly Studios. Have a good day. Take care. Nice.